actually works. I know a guy running a Cat 5 dipole, and it's doing the job.
Wow. I don't know if I'd run Cat 5. But, I guess, you know, that I have a roll of that stuff. I could actually have Cat 6. I think I have a roll of it. I could spool that out. But, I'll probably use the 10-gauge wire. And I'll whip it up between the mast on the house and something. Throw it up in the air just to get me out there. So, we'll see. Got to figure out something. I'm going to have to get a good antenna tuner because the one in the radio apparently won't do something like that.
There's all kinds of antenna tuners, Greg. It's going to be a matter of preference. I use the 389-689 roller inductor for about 3 years. And then I got an email about this Palstar HF 2K auto tuner. And I saw the video, I was impressed, and I wound up buying one. And all I can say is, I am so glad I did.
What's that auto-tuner going to run me?
As much as an amplifier, my friend. As much as an amplifier. It's a serious, serious piece of equipment.
I think I'll go back with the I'll probably stick with the induction one.
Oh, it's so nice. It's so nice having the auto tuner. Put the radio in ready, key it. Within 15 seconds, it tunes it. Put the amplifier on, tune it. Takes about 10 seconds.
Yeah, I guess that would be pretty nice. Nothing like hitting the button. All right, I gotta run into work. So, I'll be clear and the other guy should be popping on soon.
Alright, Greg, we'll catch you later. I'm digging the light traffic, just commercial traffic here on the expressway. This is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Very nice.
John, happy holidays.
Alright.
JR.
So you have a great day. And then throughout the
Yeah,
I'll be
W4. W4.
Says hello.
Hey, good morning there, JR. How the heck are you doing?
Guess I don't get up early enough for you guys since I'm retired.
Well, I was hoping last week they'd pick my darn numbers, but they didn't, so I'm stuck working.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody up the block for me, my neighbor just told me, he read in the small little local Forest Hills newspaper, they won $7 million on Mega. So, anything's possible. Yeah, I bought a raffle ticket for this Picasso that Sotheby's was, I don't know, they had a limited raffle, and the money was going to some educational group. So, what the heck, I gave a shot, I saw it on Fox 5. In the morning, and some guy in Pennsylvania won it. It was worth $1 million. You know, but after I looked into all the legalities of paying France export excise taxes and figuring out making money overseas, paying taxes here, paying taxes there. I was worrying I might wind up paying more than I want.
Yes. I spent about 25 minutes in Forest Hills last night because the train doors were not closed on my train coming home from Madison Square Garden last night.
Long Island Railroad, I take it? In that case, you're like right behind my house. Because I got like, I don't know, probably like 40 acres of Long Island Railroad behind my house because it's a spur they don't use anymore. so. Yeah, it's always an unpleasant thing. Well, at least she wasn't stuck in the tunnel like those other people there for over an hour.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can get a hold of whatever the 12th. 12:30? I think it's 12:30. It's a long train ride home, man. And of course, you gotta have one individual loudmouth idiot on the train. It just happens to be that no matter what time of the night you're coming out of the city, you got one idiot who just will not shut up.
Oh, you didn't have the Chinese guy selling the $1 yo-yos and the mariachi band walking through?
No, that's on the subway. That's on the subway. And we had the mariachi band playing mariachi Christmas tunes.
Anyway, so same old stuff for you, I take it. And Keith, I saw him a while ago. He just basically never got around to putting the radio back in his new car. And he's probably due to get another one.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened to him. Haven't heard of him in God knows how long. Man, rain's coming down over here. It's supposed to rain later in the day. What the heck is this, man? I'm gonna get wet going over to where I gotta go this morning.
Yeah, coming up to the Triborough. Yeah, some sprinkles. Nothing heavy yet. So, where you headed this morning?
Park the truck in the Murray Street garage, then walk over to the train center and go underground. Till God knows when.
You're working down in the museum, or you're like subgrade? We're working on all the utilities.
Today, Memorial. I'll be down in the Memorial today, in the museum. Getting crippled customer junk running.
So, yeah, I don't miss work at all, you know. It was traumatic for quite some time, and, you know, then it was like boring, which it somewhat is at times, but, yeah, I don't miss it at all. Totally on, the old folks cruise control.
Yeah, nah. I just paid the second half semester of tuition, so I'm feeling a couple of grand lighter today. Oh, yeah. I'm glad she's having fun. She dropped the bombshell yesterday. She's gonna pledge for a sorority. So, there we go. That's another couple of thousand a year.
So, what kind of degree are you kid looking to go for?
Strongly that she wanted to be an education major, and now that has changed. So now she is going to, I don't know what she's going to do. So my younger daughter has put her foot down. She will not be going to a New York State school because it is too close to home. So that'll be interesting. She's talking Loyola or Towson. was my wife. And she said, well, you know what? I said, well, you know what, wife? Nothing. I said, 30 grand a year, 60 grand a year. You do the math.
Actually, son, you know, my ex-wife, I sent her back to school and to community college to get her R.S. degree. So, you know, that was like 2,000 a semester. So it was like 4,000 a year. And then once she got into VNS a couple of years later, they actually reimbursed her for going for a master's. She got a master's degree as a nurse practitioner, and there's a job opening at VNS, and they go, well, we can't give you that. You don't have any experience. He goes, okay. And why you hired her?
M9-W2HCV. Good old Green Boulevard Disaster Masters. Junction function, malfunction, Boulevard Junction. Oh, this stinks. What the heck? I had no cars, now I got all these cars.
I was there 10 minutes ago. We could have met up for coffee.
Yep, no. And it's going to be a slow crawl through here. Aye, aye, aye. Yeah, so of course, you know, I've always got a ton of stuff planned for tonight, this and that. My mother's daughter's got friends coming over to do their Secret Santa stuff, and this and that, and blah, blah, blah. It's making a lot of noise. Like, hey, if people realize I gotta go to work Tuesday morning, you do realize that?
On the Harlem River Drive. I sure hope they got the GWB opened up. I just thought of that when I get on here.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a crapshoot these days, JR. You know that, right? Oh, look, there's a beam that's cracked. Let's close the bridge.
Oh, let me tell you, when I was there, you know, back in, like, 98, 99. Oh, man, let me tell you. There was some maintenance horrors, you know, the superstructure steel there that goes underground into the footings on each side of the bridge. There were holes in that steel like I put my head through.
Nice. Occasional showers. It is pouring over here.
Well, you gotta be underground, right?
Yeah, but I hate getting all my rain garbage on to walk over to the site, you know? I have plastic over the box of parts. It just stinks. It just makes my job harder, you know? It does not make my job easier, that's for sure.
Quit your whining.
Yo, bro.
Shut up, yo.
I saw Anthony yesterday.
Hey, what yesterday?
I saw my friend Anthony yesterday, you know? Anthony, Antonio, you know? Muncha, muncha.
And?
I had a wonderful, wonderful, as my kids call it, dinner.
Okay.
Dude, he's got this portobello mushroom with Fontana cheese, stuffed with prosciutto. Oh my god.
Does he take credit cards?
Yes, he does.
Alright, did you miss anything that I might be coming by?
No. Well, you call up, yes, Anthony. When he gets on the phone, tell him you know me. And use my proper name. Do not use none of that elfin crap.
Understand that, but it would have been nice if you would have said to him, oh, a buddy of mine, blah, 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 so at least when I call, he's prepared for the call.
All you do is you call. You call and you said, my friend Johnny Melts, he said, that you guys got the best food in all Little Italy. I want to bring my family there.
I hear you. All right, cool. Not a problem. So is that JR you were talking to?
Yeah, I'm a lower level GWB. Now listen out, because I'll lose the repeater. So, well, you'll lose me. So, good hearing everybody. 73, happy and safe week. W4NYF.
We're not going to lose you, even under the buildings you're in.
Now you got me on camera.
Dude, we got you. You don't have to sign yet. Which way are you going, north or south?
Yeah, north.
You'll be in this bottle. So, don't go running away, Woody. My breath offends?
Oh, actually, I wanted to yell at Stevie for never answering my text messages or phone calls. Well, sometimes he answers like a month or two later.
Oh, is there like some kind of stomach virus going around that I don't know about?
Yes, there is. Watch out for that one.
All right, tell me all about it.
It's a little mild. It's the Montezuma's revenge I had back in July.
Really? Because something hit me Friday night, and it's still with me, and it's extremely painful.
Yep. Oh, yes. Well, do yourself a favor. Throw out your toothbrush. Start using a new toothbrush. And then if you still have it, throw out that toothbrush, because from what I heard, the germ lives in your toothbrush.
But once I'm over it, won't the germs no longer afflict me?
Yes, correct. Yes, that is correct, my friend. Because I one of my kids had, and I don't understand, I felt good, I brushed my teeth, and then I'm all sick again. I'm like, you know what? Try the toothbrush out. Here's the toothbrush.
Interesting.
And then my neighbor, the doctor, said, yeah, whenever you're sick, you know, when you start to feel better, throw the toothbrush out. Still using a new toothbrush because all the germs are in the toothbrush. Toothpaste does not kill virus germs.
That's right. As a matter of fact, some toothpastes have stuff in it that will actually culture and grow bacteria. I don't know, JR, you think I'd much rather gargle with isopropyl alcohol?
Myself and JR was barely hearing me.
Now that makes me feel good. clench my butt cheeks a little tighter.
Yeah, it's real annoying. There's this idiot Marjoram driver. He's got the spider on the back. The spider has the headlight on, blinding everybody who's driving behind it. Yep. Had a good time in the garden last night. The boys won. Everybody was happy, happy.
Yeah. So, big Rangers fans, huh?
Yeah, we go to about a dozen and a half games this season.
Cool. So I heard Jeff's demonstrate went pretty well.
Yeah, I guess so. I was busy doing stuff, man. I was busy Saturday. Oh my goodness, I was busy.
Were you busy?
No, dude, I was installed my new AV surround sound amplifier there, and I was pulling my hair out for a little bit. You know, no paper manual, man. They give me a CD-ROM. I was a little ticked to have the laptop there and scrolling, looking for stuff.
What was the problem in hooking it up?
Oh, the hookup was no problem. What happened was, the subwoofer just didn't sound right. And I'm like, what the heck, man? Because it's got this thing called Odyssey. It's a microphone. As soon as you plug it into the receiver, right? This thing goes into the calibration mode. So, I did the Odyssey. Everything sounds good, but look, these explosions don't have any guts to them, man. This isn't good. Something's not right here, you know? Now, on the radio itself and on the remote, there's no way to get into. Like when you push a button, you know, there's nothing that says surround mode or anything like that. You have to hit the button to go and hit home, and then on the TV pops up the menu for the radio. And then you gotta work your way through the many submenus to get to where you gotta go to find all the other adjustments you would like to make for your system.
This is a problem, Ron.
Well, you know, a simple little sheet of paper telling you to access menu, do this, that, but no, it's not written anywhere. It's on a CD-ROM, and yes, it's saying you gotta go through the CD-ROM. You know, a manual would have been a lot easier. Just flip to the thing, boom, done. Eh, whatever. It works good. It works really good. I like the Bluetooth capability of it, because I can take my iPad and go on Pandora, and it goes right to the receiver. It's quite cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm sitting in the kitchen, got the iPad in the kitchen, linked to the thing in the dining and in the den, you know. It's working real good. Watch a couple of movies, and this thing processes the sound a lot better than my older one did, as far as the surround sound. Like in Pearl Harbor when the plane circles around.
Okay.
The true sense of the feeling of being there, like, you know, like the rear speakers are doing what they're supposed to do. The process is totally different. It's quite different and much better.
Cool.
Yep. All I gotta do is I gotta rig some wires for my other two speakers that I have, and they're gonna be the surround highs, which are mounted up in the corner of the room, pointing down. So I got two fronts, two mids, and then the highs in the back with the subwoofer and the center channel. It works. It's gonna sound even better when I get those other two speakers hooked up. There's no doubt about it. So, just turn on the house then.
Cool. Sounds like, sounds very interesting. Did I talk to you Friday afternoon at all on my way home?
You guys were waiting, doing something to go do a certification.
I tell you that some guy gave me a table saw?
Yes, you did. Did you test it? Does it work?
Beautiful Ryobi 10-inch table saw with the leg kit. It works fine. As a matter of fact, Saturday morning I even used it to cut the last piece of flooring.
Are you still working on your kitchen?
It was the hallway. The hallway where the bathroom is. I finished the parquet wood flooring from the hallway in towards the bathroom. We used to have these vinyl tiles down there, and they were all very tired, so we wanted to extend the hardwood flooring in.
Oh, it's the Harry Potter store. Look. Look at that. They got the Harry Potter store over here. Oh, yeah. Fun. Yeah, so my kids are going shopping for Dad today. Handed him the plastic. I said, definitely get this and this, and then figure out what else your mother wants.
Where is this Harry Potter store exactly?
Broadway, just north of Irving Street.
Broadway, just north of Irving, south of Houston.
Affirmative. On the west side of the road, about halfway down the block.
Now, my new daughter-in-law is a Harry Potter freak, so maybe that'll have to be a stop in our whirlwind tour.
I got to experience Jumba Juice last night, and I walked back from the tree where the billions of people were, and I told my wife, why are we going up here? I know what the tree looks like. You know what the tree looks like. And the excuse was my younger daughter didn't see the tree. So, and of course we got up there, and she said, why is it so small? Because the last one she saw was tremendous in size. This one's a little on the small side.
I don't know, what can I tell you? It's because big trees are getting harder to find.
Yep, could be. Could very well be, Rich. Why, what are you doing? Are you kidding me? Idiot double parked on the outside of a garbage truck that's already double parked.
Oh, 2 PPM mobile.
W2HCB, coming up on Chambers.
Carolyn Chambers?
Illegally over here. My goodness.
Went to City Island yesterday for my aunt's 90th birthday.
Alright, let's just pull up past the bus stop so I don't get yelled at. So I don't get yelled at. Alright, I'll hop out, get donuts. I'll be back in a minute. I'll be 2-8 shipping.
And ship in.
So, where are you when you ride? At 2PBN, W2HDB.
Mr. Jose, question, there must be an accident because everything just came to a stop.
Well, you know, the road is wet. I do not have my normal backup here on Murray Street.
What do you mean?
Usually, when I make the turn, I got good one of the cars coming down Murray Street. It just does not have that flow. It does not have the flow that it has. But anyway, listen, dude, I am pulling up the parking lot. So I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to gear up in all my rain, beautiful yellow stuff, and head over to the train center. NCPM 72HCB73.
Have a good one. And there's definitely something going on over here. There's tons of red flashing lights. And two, PPN Mobile.
W2NDG Mobile. while listening.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
Kilowatt 6, David Peter, Zebra Mobile, Richmond Hill, listening.
I got the Richmond Hill Park, KD2ESY, also listening. Good morning.
KD2ESY, K6DPZ, good morning. Just on my way to grab a paper, which is done. Grab some fast breakfast. Go ahead.
Breakfast, who has time to get breakfast? I was lucky to be able to pick up a cup of coffee. Where are you headed this morning?
Great. Got to get back. Got a few projects I have to knock out. We'll wait for a while. So some stuff piled up.
How come the concierge service didn't handle your chores for you?
Didn't pay him enough, that's all.
I'm at Northern State Parkway and Mineta Hill Road, headed eastbound, out into Suffolk County today. How about yourself?
I think I'm going to be around Richmond Hill today. Weather's not good, or else I'd be out in Farmingdale. This is the weather. This is no bargain. It's supposed to rain even more excessive.
At least we can get around in this stuff. Imagine if this were snow. Then I'd have to break the shovel out.
They said there may be some white dusting more closer to tomorrow and the next day, so we'll see what happens.
I thought we were going into springtime. It was so nice over the weekend. I left my jacket at home.
Yeah, but maybe taking a little turn from what I heard last night on the news. I'm just about pulling in here. I'm going to let you go. Don't work too hard. And we'll catch you again. This is K6DPZ Mobile.
KD2ESY, 732, you have a nice day. KD2ESY, monitoring. KD2ESY, listening.
Last time I went, I got one of those small antennas for the 18. I'll have to look for a, hopefully somebody's got a power supply.
Well, I'm sure you'll find it there. Yeah, it goes, it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and it usually wraps up by 1 p.m.
Yeah, that should be no problem then. Everybody's sleeping on Sunday. I like to get up early and get some stuff done. I'm on 347 now, headed eastbound. I guess everybody's off for the holiday. Very few people are on the air today. People are sleeping in, taking their vacation time. Boy, what a luxury that must be.
Yeah, I hear you. To Jersey. I gotta go from Hackensack down to Elizabeth and then through Staten Island, Brooklyn, and then into Rockville Center, so it's a pretty long day, but traffic does seem to be lighter than normal, so I'll take it.
My name is Andy, by the way.
My name is Dave here, Dave. And question for you, are you do you have a mag mount on, antenna on your car right now, or are you just using the HT straight in the car?
It's a mag mount. It's a short mag mount with a little corkscrew at the bottom of the wire.
Okay, well, it's completely readable. You're better now than you were a couple minutes ago. But once you get that little amp, I found like a little 35 watt 2 meter amp at the Ham Fest a couple years ago, and it works real well.
That won't have any effect or a power problem on the HT, will it? That's just for transmitting power, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be a preamp, but you definitely it would be better with, as good an antenna as you can put up there. I don't know what you're using, but, an antenna with some gain and some length, at least would give you a nice clean signal.
Is the amplifier, is it portable? Do I plug it in the cigarette lighter? Do I have to attach it to the fuse box in the car? And I'm assuming that the radio goes to the amplifier, which goes to the antenna. Is that correct?
Yeah, it goes, like you stated, it goes short jumper or whatever to your amp, and then the antenna lead is connected to the back of the amp. Normally, you wouldn't want to put the power leads for the amplifier into a cigarette lighter. Depending on the amp, it actually might pop the fuse. Plus, you more than likely be picking up some kind of engine noise or something, alternator whine. You know, the fuse box would be better off, and it'd be the best thing to do would be to run both leads directly to the battery.
I'm going to switch repeaters here for a second. Maybe I can get you to come in a little clearer. Hold on 1 second.
Dave, let's try it again now.
K1NS. I think you might have been better on the other one, but you're pretty close to the fringe, I think, on both there. But I hear you.
I hear you a lot better now. Your signal is stronger, it's louder. I'm not sure where you're from one of the cell members. Instead of displaying frequency, it displays the call sign of the repeater, so I'm not sure if this is Glenn Olson or Selden. Right now I'm on 247 and hop off.
I think you're on Glen Oaks, and I actually am at Glen Oaks. I'm right underneath the repeater right the second, by the Little Neck Parkway.
Where is Glen Oaks? Is that by Great Neck, Roslyn, or is that like closer to Reno Park? I don't know where Glen Oaks is.
It's in the northern state where it turns into the Grand Central. So it's just on the edge of Queens.
I'm dead.
So what type of radio is HT do you have there you're using right now?
It's a Baofeng UV5.
Okay, I have a couple, two of those actually, in the fives, and I like it a lot.
13 on Amazon, 30 hours. They're pushing them out of stock for probably a good time. I know it has an 8. It's the UV5R.
Okay, you're breaking up to the point where I can't understand you right now.
Okay, I'm back to the other repeater. Is this any better?
Yes, it is.
Got an email about something, sent to me by somebody else. and I responded, and then no reaction. And I'm just basically curious. Probably nothing more than idle curiosity. I don't know, maybe I'm becoming a gossip in my old age. But I'm just curious about the group, and is it a relative of Ken's or just a coincidence? But apparently, you don't know any more than I do.
The only thing I can tell you, there was some sort of a group that was sort of like majorettes that somehow got tied in with scouts so that we could get the liability coverage.
And what was their prior claim to fame?
I don't even remember. It was a while back. It was back when I was still the district commissioner.
All right, well, let me put it this way. If you're kind of hazy on it, I guess they're not in the forefront.
Probably not. I haven't heard anything about any group over there in quite some time, but I can check into it. The only group that I knew that came out of there was in that venue with Crew Zero, and they were doing Native American dancing more than anything else.
That's interesting. Didn't know about that. Not surprised. There is something of a call for that in scouting. OA's very big on that, as I'm sure you know. All right, yeah, if you fall over anything, let me know. Let me tell you what this is about. They sent out this thing that they're going to be doing something at the Nassau County Rifle Range one Friday evening in January. And I got wind of that, and I sent them an email saying maybe I can help. I'm there all the time. But no response whatsoever. All right, if you find out anything, let me know. And what else is new and exciting?
Not very much. I'm getting ready to head up to Boston tomorrow for the holiday weekend.
Well, you have a good, safe trip. I don't think we're expecting any terrible weather tomorrow, which will make things a lot easier.
Yeah, as long as the weather isn't too cold, because it's supposed to be a little wet. Generally speaking, as you go further north, it gets a little bit chillier, and there are a couple of areas aren't super high, but just high enough that they can create problems in bad weather.
Well, to this area, the weather report is it's supposed to get colder fairly rapidly. I mean, tonight, it's supposed to be a lot colder than it is now, and it's supposed to continue dropping down to, like, Christmas Day, where I don't think it'll, it may barely break freezing in the middle of the afternoon. So, it's going to be getting a lot colder, but they were talking about some snow flurries tomorrow, but nothing more than that. So, I think you can handle flurries.
Oh, yeah. I got my Honda Pilot with the all-wheel drive, so it'll keep going. Stopping is always a question, though.
Yeah, that is the problem with snow. Primarily stopping, secondarily turning. Usually problems starting usually aren't bad unless you just can't move at all.
I love it. Internet Explorer has stopped working. Don't you love it when you get these messages?
Well, that's all right. Later today, I'm going to stop working.
But hey, that sounds like a good thing. You're still over at the bird factory doing things?
Until October 17th, anyway.
Are you taking retirement finally?
Oh, good heavens, no. I have zero urge to retire. No, I guess you're not aware of the fact. Northrop Grumman is moving the E-2 program engineering to Melbourne, Florida next fall, and we were told to move or get laid off. And I said, I'm not moving. So I was told I'm being laid off October 17th, subject to change.
Okay. Well, it's obviously just Northrop Grumman doesn't like Long Island.
Oh, I've believe there's a very real possibility that this little stunt is going to cost the company billions, so they have to really, really not like Long Island.
Yeah, the question is how many of the people that are working here for them in New York will go down to Florida?
Well, I will tell you, ever since this started, which was, the announcement came out March 2013, since then, I don't know, I'd say about a fifth to a quarter of the people working on the program have already quit. There are more leaving every day. A lot of the people who said they were going to move didn't tell the company, but the idea was if they can't get another job by next October, they will move solely as a default desperation move, but if they get another job, it's adios. Then, you know, I don't think very many are going to make it. Let's put it this way. I think enough people are not going one way or not being taken another way that I believe the completion of the program is a tremendous risk. I could easily see the Navy being forced to terminate the program for default, and then the company loses multiple billions with a B of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, that program has been ongoing for quite some time. I mean, they just keep updating what that plane can do. I mean, it's an old airframe design, prop job, but it gets the job done, and because it's a prop plane, it can linger a long time in the area it needs to be.
That is the main idea. If it could come to a dead stop, they would love that. Yeah, speed buys you nothing with that plane. So they want it to go nice and slow. Therefore, there never was any incentive to upgrade it to a jet. And yeah, this is the newest version, the E-2D, which is just, talk about timing, about to start hitting the fleet on aircraft carriers just about when things go completely to sheer chaos.
Oh, I can just see it now. You get ready to deliver a newly designed plane. The engineers are going to be jumping ship because they don't want to move. They're going to be stuck with the biggest lemon ever.
Well, that's my take. Of course, you know, those who have to use a phrase that entered the vernacular about 15 years ago, who drank the Kool-Aid, will deny that. But, you know, what are you going to do? If you've drank the Kool-Aid, you have no choice but to go along with it all and nod appreciably while crying inside.
Yeah, I've seen this happen all too many times. Management, who didn't grow up in an industry, makes decisions and doesn't really understand the concept.